It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. Sometimes traffic stops lead to arrests for other issues. Can you go through the process of how you do that?
Well, I think, you know, number one, we train officers to look beyond the stop, right? We don't want officers to have narrow vision. Say they stop somebody for doing, 65 and a 45. That's a pretty substantive speeding ticket, 20 over. Probably going to get a ticket for that one. But is that the only thing that an officer should be looking at or for? No, absolutely not. When you walk up to the car, are you looking for, is there fresh damage to the vehicle? Maybe you could have been involved in a hit and run or some other kind of nefarious conduct. You know, you're looking in the back seat. It's amazing the amount of stolen property, drugs that you see in plain view when you just happen to walk up, because bad folks, they're not always expecting that the police are going to stop them this time right after they committed a crime or that they're transporting some kind of illegal substance. So we find a lot of interesting things just laying about. And that's good because then that allows the officer to pursue the investigation a little bit deeper. So maybe a speeding ticket starts out as a speeding ticket, but it turns into, let's just say, a narcotics investigation. And that leads to a search of the car, incident to arrest, or, you know, we have the drug dog out there because we have probable cause or reasonable suspicion of some other criminal activity. And then the canine hits on the car, and that gives us reason to be able to get further into the vehicle. And lo and behold, we find that the driver also has a warrant for their arrest, and maybe they are a previous ex-felon, and now we find a gun in the vehicle. So it's amazing how some of these cases start out benignly, but then turn into very serious, very large criminal investigations. And in this day and age, we are a car-loving country, and so, you know, bad guys, bad girls are out there on the roadways all the time. The vast majority, as an example, of drug cases that turn into sometimes much larger investigations, they started from the benign traffic stop.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.